sure hope I run into the human again. He's making me feel things I've never felt, and it's really confusing. I wonder if he might like me back too. It's you again. You scared me. So, don't do that again. But, it's nice to see you. I didn't expect to run into you so soon again. You're just thinking about me? Really? What about me were you thinking? You're feeling hungry? For sushi? So, you thought of me? Is he hitting on me? You know how I feel about loaded remarks like that. Don't make me report you to the dean, you species of shit lord. What? The campus grounds are empty now. Duh. Yeah? So what about it? Since no one's around you, you think I should relax? Duh. Don't tell me what to do. But I guess I have been more high-strung than usual today. So, I probably should try to relax. So, why do you come up to me? You just want to talk, or... you want to get to know me more? Well, that certainly doesn't sound like you're hunting after me, creep. But... like I said earlier, there are some things I want to talk to you about, too. Why don't we sit down somewhere? Actually, I know just a place. Follow me. And while you're following behind me, I don't want your eyes wandering anywhere. Let's go. So, here we are. It's relaxing, isn't it? Just the two of us? Anyway, I started coming here between classes because it's totally secluded. This spot is far away from the dorms and lecture halls, and everything else, really. I haven't seen anyone else here at this spot. No monsters, no humans. No one's here. So, I thought this little corner on campus would be my own personal safe haven. I guess you could say it's special to me. So, be grateful I'm bringing you here. I guess you could say you're someone I feel comfortable with. So, I felt like I could show you the spot. I get anxious when I'm surrounded by other monsters. But it's especially bad around humans. I would get so scared, angry and hateful, but I don't feel hateful towards you. It's strange. Before I met you, I thought all humans were evil butchers who would slaughter any sea monster like me for food, or even more humiliatingly, to keep me as a hunting trophy. To be honest, instead of coming to my own secluded little corner, I could have always gone to this one other place on campus to totally avoid humans. There's a hangout spot on the west side of campus, exclusively for aquatic creatures like me. Yeah, Marina Cafe. There's tons of other squids that hang out there, but like I said, I don't really fit in with them. Other squids ostracize me from their social circles, so I hang out on my own, mostly. Oh, you remembered that about me? Well, it's true. They don't like me because I have something different about me, like I told you. I don't know if I feel open enough to share it with you now, but it has to do with my anxiety. Well, sort of. I'm actually surprised you haven't caught on to what it is. Never mind. Don't think about it too hard. Seriously, forget it. I'll just tell you that it's something that I hate about myself. So don't keep asking about it. Let's talk about something else. You go. Talk about something. You notice me fidgeting a lot? So it's that noticeable, huh? The reason I do that is because I have trouble balancing my weight with all these tentacles on my head. And I get stuck to stuff, like this morning. If I don't actively focus on keeping balance, then I tip over and fall, or bang my head on things. I know that sounds ridiculous. I fall over at least once a day here at school, and always drop my stuff. Sometimes I get so embarrassed when it happens that I consider dropping out and never speaking to anyone again. But then I couldn't have met a nice guy like you. I'm glad I didn't act on those feelings when I had them. Sometimes when I fall down or get stuck, I notice the others laughing and staring, and it makes me extremely nervous to the point where I feel like I'll inky. I mean, have an anxiety attack. Anxiety attack. Anxiety attack. That's what I said. So when I fall down, other monsters like demons and reptilians, they all think I'm some awkward, clumsy klutz, and then they'll go about their day. They won't make this whole big thing about it. But as for other squids that see me fall, they're totally ruthless. They're such huge bullies, even in my own family. When I fall down or get my suction cup stuck onto something, all my brothers and sisters and parents belittle me for it. And same embarrassing. The only person besides you who hasn't laughed at me was this one girl named Mariah. She picked up my books for me when I fell and told me that she totally gets it. She looked human, but I had a suspicion otherwise, so... You're really the first human who's been nice to me. Can I tell you something more personal? Okay. I know I just met you, but I feel more comfortable with you right now than I do with my own family. You see, I'm the runt of my family, which caused me to have a defect that we won't talk about, but basically, I'm the smallest, weakest, and clumsiest out of all my brothers and sisters, which they all pick on me for. It's why I don't like going home. I didn't mean to get all deep on you like that. I just feel like I can talk to you or whatever. Huh? My lube? You saw it in my backpack? I can explain. I know what you're thinking, but it's not for reasons you think, like being some nympho who masturbates in the school bathroom. Because that would be so perverted if you thought that. So it's not that. And don't think that it is. The reason I have lube in my backpack is because when squids are out of water, we need to keep our tentacles slippery and moisturized so they won't get all dry and sticky. Because then, we might get them stuck on something. Like when I got my tentacles stuck on that pole earlier today. Ugh. Oh, so dumb. What? Yeah, I know Astroglide is used for other things, and technically there's a specialty lube made for tentacle care, but I just like how Astroglide feels better, okay? Plus, it's cheaper. Get your mind out of the gutter, idiot. I don't use it for any perverted reasons. Anyway, I wouldn't get so stuck to things all the time if I'd just loop up my tentacles up some more throughout the day. They need to stay dewy and slippery when they're out of water. I know it's irresponsible, and I should really be taking care of my tentacles better, but it just feels so weird to do it outside of the privacy of my dorm room. When I'm away from my room, like, between classes and stuff, I only do it in restrooms, when no other girls are in there. So, I don't get to do it much throughout the day. Please don't stare at them too much. I know you said earlier that you thought they were cool, but the way you're staring at them now is making me anxious. I'm getting self-conscious. Stop! I mean it! I don't deal with anxiety well. I feel like I'm gonna... What? You wanna loop them up for me? like you were staring at them so much because you started noticing how disgusting my tentacles are. I'm glad it's not that. He wants to loop them up. This could go so wrong. But I really like him. What do I do? Well, there's no one here, so I guess you could try. But I'm warning you. If you put your hands anywhere I don't like, then I'll get really pissed at you. Let me get the loop then. Out your hands. Okay. That seems like enough. Listen, you. I'm asking you nicely. Please be gentle with me. You were gentle when you helped unstick my tentacles earlier. So I don't see why you wouldn't be now. Okay. Get closer. You can go now. I feel the tension in them melting. When I grab my own tentacles, I tend to accidentally do it too carelessly, which isn't good. I have a lot of nerve endings in them. So they're really sensitive. It's actually part of my defect. I never thought a human guy would be able to handle all this. so well, too. I've always been scared to let someone else touch them. Oh, Neptune. I hope no one from the student org sees me doing this with a human. I don't want them to think I'm one of those girls who preaches about how cruel and merciless humans can be, and then ends up dating, hanging out with one. But I've never seen anyone else at this part of campus, so I think we should be safe. Or the org? Oh yeah, I'm in a student organization. It's called Student Advocates for the Protection of Oppressed Monsters. Oh, I mostly just joined to put it on my resume. You know, to seem like a well-rounded student and all. But to be honest, I guess I do feel disenfranchised sometimes as a tentacle monster because I'm not very strong. So, I don't get taken seriously as a person. Because of how short, weak, and frail I am, others tend to not take me seriously. I'm not anyone's freak show. I'm someone who has complex thoughts and feelings. Anyway, every cephalopod I know has pretty amazing tentacle strength. Some of my relatives are even formidable krakens. But I was the runt. So I'm just me. So, if an evil, hateful human ever wanted to kill me for food, then that would be the end for me. It's why I was so hostile towards you when we first met. But you're not one of them, right? I'm glad. If I were strong enough, I think I would have taught you a lesson for those ignorant things you said to me earlier. About me belonging on a dinner plate. But I know you're just trying to make me laugh. Human culture and behaviors can be so ruthless. So I'm glad you're not like that. Instead of being an asshole and hunting me or killing me, you're here talking to me about my feelings and giving me this nice massage. That feels good. Please keep rubbing that one. The way your thumbs are pressing into it like that. You think this interspecies bonding will change my deep-seated feelings about humans? He's definitely hitting on me. I wonder if we could ever be together. Am I really acting like this over a human? No, I didn't say anything. About our special bonding massage? I do feel a lot more comfortable with you now than I did earlier. So, I guess it is helping. So much more comfortable. My choker. So you are genuinely curious about it. Or maybe you're just trying to save for that pervy glare you had on my shirt earlier. Dummy. But my choker. It's an onyx stone. No, it's not my birthstone or anything. It just matched my clothy style, so I decided to, wait, what? To answer your question, yes. How did he know? How did he know Onyx was my real name? Oh, yeah. I guess Nixie was kind of a big giveaway. But don't call me Onyx. Nixie is just fine. I don't like my real name because it's based off of my defect. Sort of. Which is a cruel joke on my parents' part, but I guess they're just bitter about me being born the way I am. With my deformity and all. The family ritual was humiliating enough already. But to give me a name that's based off of me being different? Well, it gave me even more self-esteem issues and anxiety. So, that's why I say my name's Nixie, not Onyx. And I hate it when anyone calls me that. Hmm? Oh, the family ritual. Sorry. I got carried away talking. Let me explain. You see, my family really cares about prestige and appearance. They hate anything that's not normal. Anything that could make the family look bad. So, like me. And it's been that way since forever. So, many generations ago, they came up with a ritual to punish the unfortunate ones. Like me, who weren't normal. Now, for the ritual, at birth, all the normal, healthy females are gifted with ropes of beautiful pearls when they're born. All family heirlooms. But me? I wasn't so lucky, so all I got was this black onyx pendant. According to the elders, the onyx pendant gets unlocked from the family treasury every few generations. That is, whenever someone like me is born, we're forced to wear it as a sort of a humiliation ritual. Very belittling. It's a way to shame us. And also a way to signify which of the females aren't allowed to breed. I'm not allowed to take it off. Ever. Affected females can never remove the onyx pendant until they die. If I take it off, then bad things will happen. The only way I could ever take it off is if I ever became normal. Like, without my defect. Which is such an old, delusional, nonsensical tradition because I can't fix my defect. I've tried. I was born this way. And it can never be fixed. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And please never ask me about it again. Oh, right. Sorry I got so worked up. We can get back to the massage, so I can relax. You relax me better than anyone. Okay. Go. Do your massage. Barbaric human brute, you sure are careful with how you're handling me. You know how to work with your hands so well. You feel so good on me. You like touching these things, don't you, human? Sorry. Sometimes I let nonsensical things slip out, but they don't mean anything. So just ignore it, dummy. I guess it's just my mind's weird way of relieving stress. I would like you to, keep massaging me, please. Thank you. I'm glad you're not weirded out by me. You make me feel accepted. Can you do that one again? Of relieving my stress. What are you getting at? You big creep. That sounded awfully like it had a secret dirty meaning to it. Oh, You meant a different massaging technique. Oh, silly me. Hey, I did not have my mind in the gutter. It's... You need to work on your phrasing, dummy. Because sometimes it sounds like you say stuff that sounds sexual. I guess a different massaging technique could possibly help, though. I trust you. Go ahead. Work your magic. Never mind. I think that's enough massaging for now. Really? I insist. You've helped me enough already. I appreciate you trying to help out more, but please. I need you to stop right now. No, seriously. I'm fine now, you weirdo. I don't need any more help. I don't need deep massaging. The other way was fine. No, not that way. They're so sensitive. Stop. I'm getting really anxious now. Stop. It feels like my senses are getting... are being overloaded. I can't help it. I'm going to... Oh no. Them. I was hoping you'd never have to see me like this. This is why I get excluded. Because every other squid at this school knows about my inking. And how I can't control it. This is the most embarrassing day of my life. And it's all your fault. My skirt's all wet now. Look. What? Yeah. I ink myself when I feel really intense anxiety. Or, pleasure. Okay, so... For normal squids, if they're trying to swim away from a predator like a shark, they ink to blur the enemy's vision while they escape. Sort of like a smoke bomb. It's an intentional thing and they can actually control it. It doesn't happen accidentally, like with me. The others are normal, but me, with my anxiety and... tendency to get worked up so easily. My body senses intense situations as me being in danger and trying to fight someone off, so As a defense. I ink myself and I can't control it. Human. While I was feeling very anxious and overwhelmed when you gave me that deep, deep massage, it also made me so hot down there. I was very aroused. There's no point in denying it. You saw how I acted. You really have an effect on me. Well, you've already seen me like this, so I might as well tell you the whole truth about who I am, or what I am, exactly. My big secret that I've been keeping from you is the thing that I hate the most about myself. You see, I'm not your average tentacle monster. I'm a hentai tentacle monster. I'm the only one of my kind at the school. I hope that didn't freak you out. Do you still accept me? It makes you even more interested in me. I know that's probably for the wrong reasons. But I don't care. I can't deny my true nature anymore. I crave your human cock. Please let me serve you. I promise I'll make it worth your while, human. I'll be your little tentacle slut.